Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hi, I'm Reverend LaVon Philhaber, and we're doing our radio deal today, and I have a guest, Shreese, Reverend Shreese Thorne. And I guess today what we decided we're going to do is just share with everyone what we do, you know, because it's important, you know, we need to let people know, and you may be impressed that one of the services is something you need.
Well, thank you, LaVon, for having me on your show. I appreciate being able to guest host occasionally and connect with all the people who download and the people who listen live. So I appreciate this opportunity to be part of your program.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too.
Okay. So I have some interesting questions I'd like to ask, just to give the audience maybe a heads up on what is it that you do. Who are you, really? Why do you have this radio program? And how can you be of assistance to them? Because in the end, it's really how are we helping anybody?
Right. Well, to make a long story short, I used to be a gospel worker for 20-some years, and I had such a goal to reach everybody because one of my missions was I was a door knocker. You know, I used to knock on doors with Bibles, stories, Bibles, offering Bible studies. And I had such a desire to reach people, and here what's really neat is that now we're getting on the radio. So we can just talk to the people from all over the world now. And another interesting thing is that that I found out that I am a healer when I lay hands on people. I can heal, but my most powerful gift, I was told, was my voice, you know, the vibration principle. You know, people's vibration is quite pure and high. Just talking to people can heal. So I'm excited that we can get on the radio for that reason. And if I would just, you know, sing Mary Had a Little Lamb through the whole session with my people, because I do a trauma race on the phone, there would be a healing.
Now, just for everybody who's listening, what does it mean? What is healing to you? And how is healing going to change their lives?
Well,
better their experience.
I believe that people, when they come in this life, we all have our lessons, we all have our mission, our journey. And there are times where people... Well, you know, when you lay hands, they're not going to get better, but they really are getting better, because when you lay hands on people, we help them experience their journey with more ease, with more bearable, because we don't want to take the lessons away from people, because then they'll have to come back if they've come here to learn. But then there are those that when you lay hands on, they will have a maybe even a complete healing experience. So we're just tools, and you know, we're willing to be of service for people. I know I have a married couple. She used to only call me. Now, last time I went to their house, because they asked for Reiki, because I am a Reiki master, so I can attune people, but also Reiki is just another term that I have special energy from the divine come through my crown, out through my hands. And now he's asking for it, because one time she had a situation. She ended up in an emergency room, which I was supposed to go to her home, but I had other clients. And all of a sudden she calls and says, come to the emergency room. And when I laid my hands on her, it just relaxed her. Even her husband was so impressed, because, you know, she was... Part of her problem was that she was uptight. But, you know, when you're not relaxed, your body doesn't heal. She had other problems, too. So when you relax, then your body can heal itself. So basically, it's everybody's at a different situation. So we're just willing to be of service. And then, of course, for which I'm not surprised, but many people talk, ask questions. It's usually spiritual. It's quite interesting because that's really what we want a healing for, is become more like the divine. Every time we come here, you know, and we don't have to come to Earth, we can go elsewhere, but every time we, you know, we're trying to become, our main goal is to become like the divine, more like the divine.
Now, when you use the word divine, what does that mean to you?
Well, I like to use that word because everybody has their own, but it's God, the source that we've all come from, the universe. Like I say, I like using the word divine because it can cover it all, I feel, you know, because I used to just meet people that were interested in the Bible and Jesus Christ, but I'm meeting, even where I live now, there's more that are interested in more than that or different. So,
okay, so the word divine, in terms of how you're saying it, means the source or, you know, the creative principle, what we've come from. And if I'm hearing you correctly, your healing is helping them get back to their natural state of being then. Is that correct?
Yes, or at least it's helping them with the level that they're at, you know.
So, and
we're all at different stages of our walk.
What kinds of things happen? Can you give some examples about, well, what does it mean to be more divine? How would that help somebody when they have to wake up in the morning to go to work? How does that help somebody to relate to their husband or wife? How does that help somebody parent their child or pay the bills or enjoy hobbies? You know, how does that help somebody enjoy their life? What are some concrete things? What are some examples that you've seen in your own private practice and in the student groups that, you know, you run and you organize the students for the school? What things have you seen in every day?
Well, myself personally, I got certified for massage, and when I went to the Michigan, the lady brought out trauma erase videos. And at that time, I didn't know much about anything but, you know, massage, because massage is very healing. And actually, I did massage because I am a Reiki master, and people come for massage, and they're actually getting a Reiki healing. And I just, you know, we have to be wise. Well, anyways, I was always told by intuitive people that I was going to find a lady that was going to show me what I've really come here to do. Well, the trauma race was just the beginning, and it's quite unique in itself because it's pertaining to people's positive thinking. Sometimes when I have people on the table, they'll even see a past life or something this lifetime, and then there are those that just know what's bothering them. They know they're not, they're unhappy or they're judgmental, so they want to clear that. And just dealing with them can give them happiness or more peace or release that negative feeling. And just from my experience, because, you know, we have this energy field, some call it aura. When you release a negative or a lower energy, it releases those that are with you, like your husband, your children. I have a particular lady that deals with me quite often on the phone, because that's, even though we don't really live that far, we live like 40 miles from each other, but I have found out through my intuitiveness that our voices are actually more powerful on the phone than in person. You know, I think in person you can lay hands, you know, which depends on what they need. But anyway, this individual is, you know, quite neat, because when I met her, she had, you know, she was home with her three kids. Now she runs her own nursing practice. You know, she takes in handicapped, goes to their homes, and she just can't believe the difference in how she feels and her family. And it's just, she even just said to me the other day that now she knows how to really pray. She said, I never knew how to pray. Now I know how. So we just teach people the only true permanent healing is self-healing. So we offer a school, which you can go through the mail, on the internet, on the phone. And that's basically teaching people the positive thinking, how to clear. And we're even, when people are to a point, we offer them to be attuned into Reiki or even become a Reiki master. Or we teach them trauma erase, because that's in on DVDs. So you can watch and sit home and do that. And it's interesting because when I do these particular modalities, a lot of times, you know, like, for example, an individual came in with a gift certificate, and he had an hour. So he says, well, how about do my ears, because I also do ear channeling, which is very healing because we're touching the head with the Reiki. But also, you know, ear channeling will dry up sinuses, but also it will soften up old buildup so the body can naturally release it as far down into the lungs, you know, all the way up to the head, so it covers all the face. But so this individual said, let's do that. And then you say you do trauma erase. He said, let's just try it for fun. What was quite interesting, because this person was not at all into, you know, kind of esoteric, mystic. It was more, he was a very true blue living as a Christian. More just the way he acted. In fact, his biggest problem was a lot of being on him with their problems, you know. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, we're I'm working, doing this trauma erase, which all I said was, well, it's kind of a long procedure in person, but it's more physical because a lot of people need that physicalness. Well, anyways, he all of a sudden gets real quiet and he says, you know what? I remember now when I was about 2 years old, I was at this birthday party, and here I saw this bike, and I could not, as young as I was, comprehend that that was for the birthday boy. And he said his heart was broken, and it really bothered him. But in this particular trauma race, because he realized that the bike belonged to the little boy, understanding is such a healing. And then he goes, oh, that's why I didn't get that bike. But see, he never remembered that experience before. He just remembered at that moment. All of a sudden, he sat up, and he says, I can't lay down no more. And I says, why? Because my wings were put on my back, and I don't want to crush them. So he sat up, and then he goes, he says, from your fingers, he says, I'm seeing all this, like, sparks and lightning going up and down my body, you know. And he asked me, he says, what is that? And I said, well, from my understanding, the divine knew that you had to probably have a little physical to see it, to really believe it. And so that was quite super. You know, and again, I just from knowing him from the session, he was an angel, just the way he acted, you know, the way he treated people. I mean, when women, his biggest problem is women keep pouring their little problems on him. But he had to clear a little thing so he could get his wings. Now, I never thought that was going to happen, so I'm just a tool.
So what do you mean by clear?
Well, clear, we have this energy field. Aura, some people call it. We've hung on to things from past life, this life, just being as a healer. A lot of people are healers and don't even know it. But like for me, I will pick up people's energy. And sometimes, like if a person has an earache, I'll have an earache for a while. But then I'm helping them. Why do we feel, I think, just an opinion of mine, is because then we know what to do, what to expect. Now, there's times I think it's me, and I go, wait a minute. So I ask, and I've learned to listen to that wee little voice, and I believe it. Or else I use the muscle testing. That's another thing that I do with the trauma erase, even on the phone. I try to teach people to do that muscle testing because it's a very super way of finding out from your highest spiritual self what is best for you.
Now, how do you help people find out what is best for them? How do you assist them?
How do I? Well, I when they come to me, but most I get more work on the phone lately. When they come to me, I really try to help them get the answers. Again, like I shared with you how the man saw when he was a little boy. It was like a little story he saw. And that happens quite a bit. But also the muscle testing and, you know, the thoughts that come to their head, you know, and a lot of it's with the muscle testing because I'm, you know, the only true permanent healing is self-healing. And just the other day I was working with someone and they saw themselves standing on a, you know, ready to get burned to the stake. And there was a bunch of women surrounding her. And she could tell it was a time when probably the witch hunt deal was going on, you know, during what they some call it the witches of Salem or something around that era. Because she was so judgmental against holy ladies or ladies that were Christians, you know. And so we cleared that. So sometimes, like I say, they will see visions, and other times it's they know already what they want to clear. You know, they come in, they're feeling horrible, they have an emotion they hate. So we work with that. Usually, to me, that's the divine saying, because they feel and they're talking about this, that's that. It's like, okay, you're ready now. Let's release this.
Now, you were saying they're ready now. What happens if somebody's not ready? Can they have premature healing? Have you ever had a client that has come to you and they're really not ready and then, you know, it makes matters worse?
Well, yes. In fact, like I was starting to share before, the way you and your mom do something similar to trauma erase. So how I learned is I worked with yous, you know, on the phone over almost 2 years, I believe, almost weekly. And, of course, I got a blessing of being cleared. But also I learned, because God always uses ways. Even when I was a gospel worker, I ended up being a door knocker and all this stuff. And I learned from experience. I learned walking with the pastor for so many months, you know. So that's, and I myself, there's times, you know, it's like a healing that starts and then there's things that may happen. But if you stick it out in time, you'll see the blessing of it. You know, because sometimes you almost feel worse for a while, just like when you get a massage. Because all we're doing is we're starting the healing. That's all we're doing. We're not, you know, just like, for example, I had a gal that said da-da-da-da-da-da, and she was all upset and everything, and that night when she laid there, she got this common sense what to do. So we're just opening up. You know, because a lot of times some people think that they should be their way. But if you really let yourself be release something that's blocking you, all of a sudden, and from my experience, it's always what Jesus would do, what the divine would do. But sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes like they call that tough love. You know, we, you know, may be told to do something that the individual doesn't like, but it's for your spiritual walk. Because we're always dealing with karma, so we don't know exactly what to expect. We need to just trust in the divine.
So, and how does working with you help somebody move into that place of trust?
Well, if that is what they, if that's what they're supposed to experience this lifetime, they will. But it's just like anything. In fact, what's kind of interesting is I used to be a gospel worker, and I was one of these that if it's not from the Bible, don't show me. But what happened with me is I had this horrible experience, and it was so rough that I was ready to snap. But then this individual that really cared for me said, breathe in, breathe out, either think of nothing or think of a nice little verse over and over in your head. Well, in 10 minutes, I felt fine, you know, because I thought I was going to snap and, like, have a nervous breakdown or something. And I thought, oh. But then, of course, I had to keep doing that, keep doing that. So when the person visited me, I said, what was that that you told me what to do? And he said, meditation. I went, and here, as where I was as a gospel worker, no way. I mean, I've heard that that was of the devil. And so I said to this person, I said, well, if this is what that is, what about this other stuff that I've heard, like reincarnation and, you know, all that kind of stuff? So this person kept bringing me books. So when you experience something, it's more real for you. It's, you know, I mean, to me, no one's going to tell me that that didn't help me. And I was connected to Jesus Christ. So I didn't have, you know, like some could say, oh, that was the evil one. Well, guess what? No way. No one's going to tell me that. So to for people to experience what helps, what makes you feel good, what heals you, you know you are being more like the divine. You know, but everybody has their own experience, so that doesn't mean everybody's come here to experience that in this lifetime. Just like I know of a gal that's come here, she's really growing spiritually, but her body's a mess. And obviously she chose that. Because whatever anyone does with her, it kind of, I think she's handling it better because she understands. But her body's just a mess, so obviously this lifetime. But spiritually, she's really gone forward, I think. I'm very impressed. I think that's the hardest thing to teach people in a way, because, you know, because they expect. But if they keep doing what we teach them, it will click for them. At least it makes it easier for them to endure their lessons this lifetime.
So in terms of the trauma erase, you know, I have had the opportunity to witness, you know, you doing trauma erase, but also just you working with people in the student teleconference. And from my point of view, you have an intuitive side to you that knows and or senses what to say and how to respond, and also, you know, what might be happening in somebody's past. In terms of seeing clairvoyance, I guess you could call it, or maybe the Akashic Records, or just sensing what's going on. How has your intuition helped you personally in your lifetime so that you can better help other people? Because you do more than just trauma erase. In order to do trauma erase, you have to be intuitive in the first place. And intuitive is not the same thing as psychic. And there's nothing wrong with psychic you know, messages or healing or anything like that. Absolutely nothing wrong. But I think intuition means more trying to go within and sense things instead of always having visions. Because I know, you know, I was very psychic for quite some time, and I'm switching into an intuitive sense instead, because I would like to sense on all levels, not just some. I don't want to just see the future. Just the past. I want to see it all. I want to see all the realms. I want to see all there is, and I want to be able to help from that level. But you're able to do that as well. And how has that helped you in your life, your intuition?
When I was a gospel worker, I used to call it discernment, because I hit thousands of doors. My husband, my two daughters, and I actually went with an old RV and all over the country for about 7 years. And that's a story of itself. In fact, that's why I'm going to write a book, because I think I could teach people from my experience many, many wonderful lessons. At least I think my family and I really learned a lot. But now you call it intuitive, and I believe there's not that big of a difference. In fact, I'm realizing now that I've probably been that way since I was small. But it's such part of me that that's why when you and I were working together, I was a little confused, because it's just something that's so part of me. And there's been times I've laid hands on people just massaging, and they say, how did you know that's where I hurt? See, so it's just so like part of me, and I see things, and I think everybody else sees it, and I've always been that way. As a little girl, I remember I used to even think, why are these grown-ups not wiser than this? see, because I was seeing things they weren't seeing, obviously. But it's not like just big old words come to my head, and I do get that, too. It's just the wisdom is just there, you know. And like I say, all of us actually are here just to help each other to remember, because a lot of things, and it's been really exciting because I get together now with a group and once a week now, and more people are coming than we think. Just that everybody still has fears of when they were persecuted in past lives, and I'm seeing that now, just like me. Remember when you guys first met me, how I was? I was like, I had more issues getting together with a bunch of ladies like this than other issues, and it's because for that reason. So it's been quite interesting, and, you know, when you come here as a healer, the gifts are, you take the gifts that you need for what you, you know, what you're supposed to do, and not get hung up on gifts. And if something doesn't come about, well, then that's telling you to leave it alone, right? So some people think,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we think we have to, you know everything. And just the fact that we are in their presence because of the work that we've done, and because, like you've mentioned, that I've come here, I was born with a pretty clear energy field. You know, I came here to help. And my number one mission was to help my mother, who had 11 of us children, which is a mighty, mighty mission, but also taught me a lot, you know, because dealing with these little minds from birth till, and they still, when, you know, they still will call me when they have problems because I'm the second mom. Like, so, and I'm realizing now when I look back that a lot of the things that I do now, I've always been able to do, but now, like Charisse has really been helping me with my gifts, because that's Jesus Christ sent people two by two. Well, there's the laws of the universe, depends on where you're at. There's laws, and they just are.
So in terms of being able to use your gifts, do you see a connection between, you know, your talents and abilities and, of course, the reason you're here? You know, what came first? Knowing that you were, you know, knowing why you were here, or knowing, like, what part of your soul did, you know, what did your soul want to accomplish or hope to attain or gain in this lifetime? Or did having your gifts come first? Which one came first?
Well, when I look back, because of the choices I made, obviously, I had a, you know, my soul already was very spiritual. I mean, like I said, I was in my 30s when we took off in the RV, and at that time I didn't even belong to a church, but I did believe in the scriptures. So now I realize why I made the choices that I did, and I understand now why I chose my mom and father, because she put us into a private school. Kind of kept me not attaching to things, you know. So, and a handful of intuitive people would tell me that all that you have done was just to prepare you for what you've really come here to do. And that now, the more I've been clearing, the more I've been open to learning, the more I've been working, I see it more and more and more. It takes a while to get out of that. Like you, Charisse, have helped me a lot to help me to remember, and your mom, too. And I'll be honest, some of the stuff I heard at first, I just sit back and go, okay, because, you know, I did so much working with people's minds for so long that, you know, but from experiencing it, and I am seeing more who I am. So I think it's really exciting. And if we could, you know, agape love, unconditional love, is what? To accept people where they're at. So that is our, I believe, one of my main missions. So I had, because I Bible study with a lot of different religions. I mean, if you would have told me not to go to this church over there when you weren't looking, I'd go find out what they believed. You know, and I'm still like that, really. It's just that I am limited. So now I'm learning to listen to my intuitive, you know, my highest spirit, all part of me, all that is. Because I think, to me, that is very healing. And that is what I have come here this lifetime. Because there are those that listen to Uncle George and those that listen to Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? And Buddha. But I feel that my main is to listen to all that is. You do get a little different message.
Yeah, everything has its essence. And, you know, part of the basis of the school and, you know, the teachings that we share is that everything has a divine essence. You know, without judgment, everything has a divine essence. So for the, you know, where this is also a lecture on people who are perhaps interested in your trauma race or interested in being one of the students in, you know, the groups that you are gathering right now. So you have a group Mondays at 1 and you've gathered a group Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and I'm sure that you will continue to organize more groups as people come along.
Right.
And offering your trauma race and being able to even facilitate these groups and work with the students. How are you different now than you were 5 years ago? How can you demonstrate to people through just talking about your life? Let's talk about 5 years ago.
Well, this new mindset that I'm into, and I kind of call it a college. I'm learning what's behind the scene of the spiritual stuff that I used to know. And a lot of it, I still believe in a lot of it. But it's like this is part of my mission. 5 years ago, I have to admit, I was kind of in an interesting, probably a little turmoil, because I wasn't against it, but it was so new. But I knew everything would fall into place. So I feel that, you know, these last 5 years ago and now, I mean, you can even see it, right?
Of course, yeah.
I'm a very different person. But a lot of this stuff that I did, not, you know, the kind of the confidence I have now, I had that as a gospel worker. And you've heard me say that, right? I want to get back to that. Well, guess what? Now it's just different lessons because you've made it real clear and I've been told by others that I am a teacher and I enjoy teaching. So like you mentioned the school, and what I like about the school is that, again, the only permanent healing is self-healing, and that's the main goal, which we give people lessons. So it gives them practices, and then we have the teleconferences, like you said, so they can get on the teleconference, so all the students can talk among each other, and you know, they can ask questions or just share, because you know when you start taking these classes, things happen, and you're not quite want to just tell anyone because they're not where you're at, and the school is fantastic because it can be sent to the mail. It can be sent through the internet. We even have it read on CDs because there is a gal up here that's blind. So we've, you know, she's been able to listen to the, you know, through not seeing but hearing. And then we offer even other choices, you know, like if people say, hey, yes, I know that I want to be some kind of a healer. Then we offer Reiki, massage, trauma erase, if you feel that's what you want to do. And most of it you can do at home, but then, you know, we have to get together finally to see if you're new what you're doing and pass the test and get certified. So it's quite an interesting school. And then now we're also on the radio, like we shared before. And there we're teaching with, you know, by talking on the radio. And I think you shared with me that we've got a lot of responses from Japan and California. I mean, there's thousands, right? Or over 1,000. So it's exciting to see the universe, the divine, send people in our path to hear what we have to say. Because again, especially for me, I found out that my most powerful healing is my voice. So I think that's really exciting.
So what kind of differences in the mindset?
Well,
and if you could be as specific as possible, because I think the program is great, of course. I wrote part of it, so I'm going to make it great. But I think the the radio station, I think, is great too. We'll call it a radio station, but really it's not. What it is a 24/7 lecture schedule. So all the lectures that, you know, that we've ever done are up, and they're playing in rotation. And we also have them on demand and podcasting off of the knowingspirit.org website. So these are just lectures. You know, it's not, I can't say that it's a radio like this in terms of, you know, having guests and whatnot on, although it will develop to that. But these are tools just for sharing. But I would like you to be as specific as possible in terms of what's the difference in how you live your life now as opposed to 5 years ago. What does somebody have to look forward to? And please talk about money, your friends, your spouse, your children, the area, how you interact with people, how you react to people, how you even deal with doing things like this radio. How do you deal with perhaps how people might, you know, accuse you, let's say, of going against Christ, whatever. How do you deal with that different now than you did 5 years ago? Because you almost can't see your own differences because you're yourself. You know, you've developed into this. But if you try and go back 5 years, if somebody was going to come into your life that knew you 5 years ago and they saw you now, what would they say is different?
Well, 5 years ago, I wasn't boxed in with my Bible-only principle. I was in that, stage where I knew there was more. I knew there was something to it. But so I was kind of, and then the trauma erased, the clearing of my energy field is what helped me get to this point. Because I hung on to, you know, we're just human. And so when I was a gospel worker, actually, like what you're hearing from me now, I was like this. But I just was boxed in. I was limited. Now I have a lot more to share. I can deal with Bible-only people because I've been there. I can deal with Jehovah's Witnesses because I've studied with them. I've befriended them. You name it, I have experienced it. So I just see that as such a wonderful tool. But now I can also talk to people with what some people call, what would you say? I don't want to say it because then you're feeding their mind. But some people think this is from the evil side. And it's not. It's just a deeper understanding of what we've been taught, you know, in these boxed-in situations. So people that, of course, I've met a handful of people that really dealt with me in this mindset, and they're just shocked. They see such a change in me. And, you know, one gal called me up, and she goes, I turned on iTunes, and guess what I heard? And I can hear my voice in the background. And I know she's like, because it was not easy for me. When I first went this way, it was like a rug was pulled from underneath my feet because I was really a serious Bible-believing only person. And all of a sudden, I'm finding out a lot of stuff that was supposed to be so satanic is not. It's very divine. So I had to digest that. I had to, you know. And I feel that, like my daughters, they actually went into this before I did, and I'm really glad they did. Because if I was in this by myself and they were still in the boxed in, I'd miss them, but I would have to deal with it if that was in the cards. But we're freer. You know, we know we should accept people where they're at. And that's agape love. That's unconditional love. Doesn't mean we have to like them. Doesn't mean we want to hang around with them. But just knowing that that is what they have chose to experience. And nothing's worse when people don't like you because you say the wrong word, you're wearing the wrong clothes, or, you know, whatever. Because people have their points of judgment, but that's where they're at. But it is wonderful to be free. You know, the Bible says, the truth will make you free. Well, I know what it means.
So can you give an explanation of, you know, what it means? And then the reason why I'm asking you all these real specific questions is sometimes we need examples, just as people, you know, we have left and right brains. We, you know, sometimes the different sides of the brain really need concrete examples of what's different. You know, 5 years ago, if somebody accused you of being a witch, how would you have reacted differently than how you reacted a few weeks ago when somebody accused you? How did you process that traumatic event in your life?
Well, anytime something happens, especially if it causes yuck, your soul is telling you it's time to release this. But I call it a slap in the face experience. At first, we're so human, and you know, because I have been accused of that in the last year twice, and just recently, in fact. And at first, I was like, but then I'm still very much, I believe, in Matthew 10. It says if you there's something going on, you need to talk to the person. And if nobody, if they don't listen, then take another one with you. And then you go to the church with it. So I confronted this person. And here I found out that it was a wonderful thing that happened, because not one thing, I could release that energy of fear, because I've had many experiences in past lives where I was hung and burned to the stake. As a healer, one time I just told people what herbs to use and I got hung. So, and of course, those people were called witches. And we know from experience that the witches were really the good people. I'm not saying, and is there even such a thing as a witch, you know? But everybody's got to believe what they believe. Well, ended up this individual I confronted, and, oh, at first she was so mad, not at me, but the one that told me. And I just talked and shared with her, and I said, well, you know, but, and she could tell I wasn't upset with her. I just want to know what's going on, because she was a client for a bit. Well, she said when I confronted her personally just a few days ago, not because I had to, because we work in the same building. So she acted a little sheepish. And here I find out she did, but she said it not in those words, but she explained how now she could handle it, but at the time she wasn't ready. And just through my own meditating, I found out she was one of the head ones that had me hung in this area, because my main mission is I came back in this area to teach, because 80% of those that hung me, their souls are here. So I'm teaching them unconditional love. And before I hung up on the phone, I told her, I said, you know, I love you as a friend. And she went, You know, it was like she didn't expect that. So then when I had a nice talk with her the other day, it's like I helped her release that energy, because she told me right out she doesn't believe in witches. But obviously because she told people that I was one, she still had that. But now there's two. So she got healed. And what a healing for me, because I want to release those old energies. I mean, no one likes, I don't care who we are, even when you're getting hung or burnt to the stake, doing good, and you see people in the audience that you thought they loved you. I mean, we have human experiences, so we have to release those yuck so we can be more pure, more a better tool for the divine. So I at first that was, oh, but you know what? And end up, it was a wonderful experience, because I can tell she feels better. Because I'm sure every time she sees me, because she still considers me a friend, she knows what she did. So now it's erased. So we both had a trauma erase.
Now, before you learned about trauma erase, before you learned about this, how would you have reacted to this event? Or let me put it another way.
Well,
how would you tell somebody, how would you help somebody work through an experience where they were falsely accused. Let's say they were accused of stealing something at work, or if they were accused of whatever. How would you help somebody work through those types of things that happen every day to people?
Well, as a gospel worker, I used to do a thing called bitter roots, and it's a verse in Hebrews where it talks about these roots that are bitter. So I did do some of that stuff. But see, I didn't understand it like I do now. I didn't do it deep. When I was a gospel worker, I basically would just ignore and go forward. And just, you know, and I really did not take it personally. It was like there was a part of me that understood I just had to go forward. Because there was a time when I was a gospel worker, I was accused of a witch. And even then, it was just a big joke. But that's a long story. And I'm sure even though she didn't realize it, she remembers a past life with me, and at that time we both did not believe in past lives. But now it's so different, because I can deal with everything. I mean, you know, then I just dealt with some people with the bitter root thing, but as a rule I just go forward and ignore it and just left them alone, because that was the way I handled it. And I know I've had people say, you just act like it was no big deal. I'd say, well, that's because it wasn't. That's where they were at. But I knew that God was with me, that the divine But now, anything, the pain, the bad situation, because it does seem bad to us at first, even though everything has got its perfection, we, you know, I can deal with it. Now, they may not want to. I mean, as a rule, like I tell my clients, no, I don't want you to run to your mom and say, you did this, you did that. You need, because you can just talk to their soul. Now, some do, just like I had to confront the lady about being called a witch. And it was the, you know, who'd ever think it turned out so wonderful. I could just see her lightened up. See, she needed that. And I told her as nice as I could, you know, I wish I can say I've never repeated anything that I wish I didn't repeat. But I says, I usually get caught. And I told her, I'm really glad I get caught because then I can deal with it and think twice, you know. And even those that did accuse us of being witches in past lives, some of them really thought they were helping, saving everybody. So, you know, it wasn't always an evil thing, even though there were people that wanted the people's land or their husbands or they just didn't like you, you know. But even that, everybody chooses their experience. Like I chose to be hung for being an herbologist, you know, which was something that was really more accepted, I think, years ago. So, to me, what's helped me a lot not to judge is to really believe that people have come here. You know, just like if I saw a man beating up a little girl, I wouldn't like it. I try to prevent it, but then I remind myself she and he chose us. Because judging is important, I think. It's something that's a curse. I think it's one of the worst curses because, like in Romans 2:1, I believe it is, it says, how you judge, you'll do the same thing. Even the Bible says that. So, you know, I'm not saying, we may judge because we're human and we got to clear it. You know, just like at first I was really shocked that this gal said that to me about being a witch. And here I find out again, she was one of the major ones that had me hung in the last lifetime that was here. So, my goodness. I got to clear that. You know, now I pray, and I think I am. I think I'm more bold even since then because I released that fear of being accused and being hung again. Cause, you know, that's part of the trauma erase. It helps you release. You let go of things that you're holding into your aura, your energy field.
So we have about, okay, if I'm correct, we have about 5 more minutes. What can you share in the last 5 minutes? I want to make sure that we end this call on time for not, you know, the people who are listening live and also the people who can call you get on the online at the www.healingyoursoul.org and ask for the CD to be sent to them. What parting wisdom or advice can you give them at this time that will help them on their journey towards remembrance?
Well, when I was a gospel worker, one time I was praying and I had this thought. It said, when you leave the church, then your family will come. Because my family, and you know, I have 10 brothers and sisters, and they did not like me, really, because I was strict. I did not push them, but I would not, you know, like one time I went to a gathering, everybody's getting drunk, and I didn't get drunk. And then one brother told me, he says, you make us feel guilty. And, you know, I belonged to an organized church, and then I got to be what you call an independent, but I still hung on to, because I've gone through 3 concordances, complete ones, I mean, wear them out, because that's how much I studied. And since I have into this mindset, my family is coming. My one sister, she literally had such a positive divorce because of the trauma race we did together. And she was married to an individual that would sue his own brother. And he's kind of a handicapped man. And the judge even said, you need to get alimony from your wife because my sister makes really good money. He said, I can't do that to her. So just that experience, and I'm really excited because she's kind of the middle of the wheel for the family. They all call her when she's, you know, she's the one that has the money and you know, it's just the way it is. Every big family has one that everybody calls, and now she's teaching them this stuff. So our goal is, yes, to help people, but we also want to help people heal themselves and help others. And they love to do it because nothing hurts worse when you're hurting and you don't know why. because really you just kind of get used to it. But this trauma erase is fantastic. It helps you evolve, but it also makes it a more pleasant walk in this journey.
So for future reference, you know, as we round out the last couple minutes of the call, you mentioned before that you offer the first couple of minutes for free, just so people can know if it's for them or not. Do you still
do
that?
Yeah, I do that. I offer people 15 minutes to show them what I do. And I think it's just fair, you know, because there are people like you and I, we would not think twice. No, just give us a session. But there are those like me who came out. Actually, I came out about 7-8 years ago. I came out, and I would have to test things. I just really believe that the intuitive messages I was getting, that there was a lady that was going to show me what I really came here to do, and that was you and your mom. And it's a fantastic message. But like your mom reminds me, but it's not for everybody. And I agree. So we just let the divine lead us. And if you want to call me, 218-425-3983, 218-425-3983, and I'm on the internet as LavonneF@wiktel.com. That's LavonneF@wiktel.com.
And so, then you can see if people are interested in your bio, it is on healingyoursoul.org.
Okay.
A brief bio of all that you've studied.
Okay.
And some of the skills that you've had to share. And then you have articles up on your blogspot. What's your blogspot again? www.centeroflove.blogspot.com?
I think so.
And you have an article on ear candling, I think some on massage therapy, and you have a monthly newsletter. So to get to your monthly newsletter, just email you at LavonneF@wiktel. They can put their name, send it to you, and then I'll put it to the newsletter, which is monthly, and it's a very good newsletter. So far, there's a lot of people responding to how informative it is, and it's holistic health and wisdom. And that's also your show on Blog Talk Radio. It's usually Friday morning at 10 a.m. Sometimes you can't do it, but usually 10 a.m. So if anybody's interested in holistic health and wisdom or asking questions, they can listen to you live at Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, here at BBS Radio, which I am an occasional guest and very grateful. So thank you for having me on your show, and I look forward to next week and discussing further about, you know, who you are and why you're here.
And I thank you.
All right, take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Shreese Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Shreese sending you light and love on your journey home.